Vegas. The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Surviving porn parties and bringing in new syndicates. God, I love Spank Wagon Radio. Tonight on Spank Wagon Radio, we learn more about Murphy's problem. We try our best to make good excuses for the new start time. And we also found even more attractive women to replace Decaf. Ladies and gentlemen, Friday night. Someone knows what that means. Hopefully you know where you're at. You're with Spank Wagon Radio online, spankwagon.net.
Spank Wagon.
Holy fuck.
Yes. Holy shit.
Holy fuck. So we've had career opportunities show up for us this week. We've had new syndicates this week. We successfully survived Gotti. Barely.
Holy cow.
What a fucking...
You know what? Let's start off talking about Gotti. For those of you that didn't know or don't know or didn't pay attention or were dumb enough not to tune in live...
Which, you know, it really pisses me off if you didn't tune in live because we worked our asses off streamlining and cleaning up the mess that's been the previous year's like technical aspect. I think we've had the smallest, most efficient running show that place has ever seen.
Absolutely. We've gone from 12 cases of equipment to one container with one computer in it. And that was last week. It was a great show. It was the Girls of the Internet Party over at the Olympic Gardens. It's kind of the big wrap-up event to AVN,
yep,
or the AEE or whatever they want to call
it. AVN, AEE, I don't know. It's geared towards the internet cam girls so that way they have a place to go off.
Going from what Jimmy said, he marketed it to more than just internet cam girls.
Yeah.
We had models. We had MySpace models. There were quite a few MySpace models there, actually.
Yeah.
There was some mainstream porn girls.
I don't know. I didn't see a lot of photos where they're doing the MySpace pose, you know, self-portrait.
Up in the air. There were actually quite a few actual porn stars there. Haley Young was there.
Haley Young was there. Claudia Marie.
Jocelyn Pink. Ariel X. We had quite a few girls there. It was a great show.
A lot of hardcore this year were there.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yes, it was.
Oh, God. And so the show was supposed to be done one particular way that myself and Trencher had envisioned. It did not go anywhere near that.
It went pretty okay. There was the big part that got missed, but next year we'll try again.
What was supposed to... I'm going to tear down the wall. What was supposed to happen was each of the girls, after their interview, and I'm going to rotate the cam, speaking of hot girls here.
Told you so, listeners.
Each of the girls, after their interview, were supposed to do a 5 to 10 minute cam show like they do on their websites. Well, none of the girls got told, and somebody didn't feel comfortable asking them to do that.
Why? That should have been, like, so easy.
There were three of us. Anyone could have asked. I'm like,
yeah. Yeah. Well,
gosh,
so that didn't
I'm
quite.
Disappointed in
especially
you.
The man wearing the pajamas.
Yeah, the man wearing the pajamas. Let's see here. In the event, what wound up happening was Trencher wound up running around like the big management guy that he is. Decaf was the big host, which was great. And then I was supposed to be just the video guy, but about a third of the way through the night, someone handed me a microphone. What ended up happening was that the folks at the OG neglected to
book their DJ
to schedule a DJ for that night. So Yours truly wound up with a mic in his hand, and you know what happens when I have a mic in my hand.
I can only imagine.
Yeah.
Diarrhea of the mouth.
Exactly. Now, we thought it was going to be just horrible. We thought it was going to be just me running on and on and on, not really being pertinent. But for some strange reason, I seem to have found my niche, and people were laughing their asses off. People were having a great time. The girls were really getting into it. The tickling contest was my personal favorite, by the way.
Yeah, which the big sponsor, CashForClips.com, he was there, and he was like, I want to do all this, and I want to do all that. And we're like, okay.
They took T-shirts, tore them into shreds, and tied the girls, and these are cam girls, tied them to the stripper poles on this stage. Uh-huh. It was brutal. These girls were just... But this was not innocent cute tickling. These girls were getting their ribs onto. People were getting into the thighs. And the girls doing the tickling, it was Ariel X, and I can't remember the other girl's name. They were hot.
They were very hot.
And this was great. I kept the party going there with the mic. I kept it going. Mm-hmm. And then Abe grabbed the mic and started screaming into it. Imagine a 60-year-old Jewish man.
Your grandpa.
Yeah, your grandpa. And wanting people to come over and watch these whores. And that's what he screamed at one part. Come watch these whores. I personally had no problem with it.
So now you know what you can grow and aspire to be.
Exactly. So the Gotti, Ann Coulter has entered the chat room. This should be interesting. The Gotti party was a lot of fun. I hope that we're invited back next year to do it, except next year it's going to be all of our way of doing things rather than a couple of other individuals. Something very interesting, though, has spawned off of this.
Something that never has never happened before in any of the prior Gottis that I have been involved with.
Yes.
One of the girls, Italian Lace, showed up on Spankwagon in the main page saying how much of a good time she had.
And
that's awesome.
Never have had that happen.
Came and thank us. Usually after the Gotti parties, it's fuck, I'll never talk to you guys again, things like that. This was huge. Now, for those of you that didn't see it, can you change Ann Coulter's name to Zorster for them?
No, I can't.
Oh, okay. For those of you that didn't see it, we actually had Brown Guy there with the camera, and he filmed the whole thing.
Yep.
So in the coming weeks, we're going to have episodes of Gotti going up online for you guys to look at.
Yep.
Full and complete, seeing the whole nine yards. It will be outstanding. I highly recommend everyone take the chance to watch it. Mm-hmm. It will be something of an interesting watch. We'll edit out a lot of the dead parts, but you'll get to see
the best 20 minutes of your life.
Out of 4 hours. Out of decaf, the best, though, was decaf in his pajamas.
Well, I got to admit, though, those pajamas, he had how many tits on him because of those pajamas?
Man, he was pimping and laughing with us here.
I don't have a name. I can't remember.
We used to call you Vina Sarah, I thought it was, after the Tool album.
That's right.
Sorry.
That works.
She's with us here in the studio tonight. You guys can see her on the cam.
Remember.
If you're lucky, maybe she'll take some clothes off. Woo! We're coming in a little hot tonight. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Mics are a little high. You might want to bring those down.
All right.
Say my name,
since
guys.
Since when were you concerned about mic levels?
Hold on just a sec. Ann Coulter says we should learn to spell and say her name.
Yeah, because
we
can't pronounce Zorster right.
I have a better idea what we should do, and that's just me. I think Trench is actually thinking the same thing I am. He was in decaf. Decaf was in the black pimpin' pajamas with the black fedora, and he had the bling on.
Yeah, this big lowercase or uppercase J, which he said was supposed to be it looked like something else. It looked like a G instead of a J.
It looked kind of. It was very strange looking, but it was. I would have fucked him. I ain't gonna lie. He had the alligator shoes on too.
Yep. The fedora.
It was.
Pattern print fedora. It was very slick.
Venus Sarah's getting a little moist here.
I noticed this. She's got this longing look in her eye. And
some black cock.
Nice.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know.
Hey-o.
You
got
to change it up.
Just no Asian cock.
Well, once you find it.
Well, once you find it and you fuck it, 15 minutes later, you want to fuck something else.
Very funny.
Now, something else came of the...
You?
Yeah. Of the Olympic Gardens gig. And it's all me, and I got to take a second to pimp it. Yours truly is the new voice of the Olympic Gardens WWE wrestling parties. Mm-hmm. Every month over at the WWE, or excuse me, over at OG, they do the pay-per-views. And it's free. You come on down. I think it's a two-drink minimum, but that's kind of...
Yeah, it's a two-drink minimum, but, you know, it's kind of like, okay, yeah. I've had two drinks.
Yeah, exactly. So there is a two-drink minimum, but you get to watch the pay-per-view for free, and you get to do it in a strip club watching the hot-ass strippers walk by all night. That right there is one of the best parts. Some of those girls, oh my God.
Yes.
Hotness incarnate.
Absolutely. But you know, it's funny is you're taking over for me because once everything went to hell in my world, I had to quit doing that gig. So you're taking over for me.
Yeah, and
yet again, following in greatness.
Following
in greatness.
I just
have to point that out.
Yeah, go ahead. I already have some very strange little interactive moments planned out, some things I want to do. So for those of you that are local in Vegas and listening, even if you're not big wrestling fans, I guarantee you the event will be fun.
Or something to do.
Or something to do on a Saturday night. Or on a
Sunday.
On a Sunday night. So that is Sunday nights. It starts our pay-per-view night. It starts at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, 5 o'clock is the official start of the pay-per-view.
You're going to want to get there early.
No cover before 6.
Yeah. And it's great. Boston Pizza shows up with food.
And it's good food.
It is very good food.
I love Boston Pizza. I mean, I'm not even trying to shill, and I sound like I'm shilling. I don't eat. You know, I'm a salad guy. Give me a zucchini bread. And you know, I'm pizza. Give me the fucking pizza.
Give me the fucking pizza. And the wings.
Pizza now, yes.
Pizza and the wings.
Pizza and the wings. Pizza and the wings.
Now, I know... a lot of you guys don't live in Vegas, but if you do come, you have to check it out, even if it's just to tell me how I'm doing. I'm really excited about this.
Order stuff dollars in his pants.
Stuff dollars in my pants. I can't tell you how many pairs of underwear I went through the night of Gaudi. Some of those girls were unbelievably hot, like Totally Tabitha. Hot! This girl comes in wearing a fishnet top. Nice. There's no modesty in a fishnet top. And these weren't little fishes either. These were this was like, I'm here to catch a shark and a whale. There were some nipples were coming through this.
Yes.
Some of these girls were unbelievably hot. Others,
thank
so much.
God for their self-esteem.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what? They all had fun. And that was really truly
was
what's
the big
important
thing.
Is
that
they're
the
having
thing.
Fun. Mm-hmm.
They all have great personalities. Is that what you're trying to say, Trent?
I think that's exactly what I'm trying to say.
Just another side note for you guys, folks. I guess Spankwagon's up for an award.
Yeah, I heard that. I mentioned this last week on the show. We're up mm-hmm. for an award from the Showdown Network. I got to get more information. Cross your fingers.
There's all sorts of categories. I heard there's a best show not involved with bestiality or Jason Kott's alleged rapist from Chicago. I think that's one of the...
I heard there's an award of best attempt at landing an American Airlines liner in a Hudson River.
I don't think we have a shot on that one, though.
I don't think so either. But there's also the best bird chucking towards an American Airlines airliner landing in the Hudson River award, and I'm really going to go for that.
You know, anyone else find it? We'll talk about that later, about the bird strike. Although, what's going to be more of the striker, the couple of flocks of birds traveling at, like, what, 12 miles an hour versus a plane at 300? You do the
well,
math.
Well, we'll talk more about that.
I think it was more of a plane strike.
I have to warn people. Tonight you're going to experience something with Spankwagon you have never experienced before, and that is absolute structure. Mm-hmm. Because we had some requests from some syndicates, one, and they asked us if, you know, because we do ad insertion or we allow ad insertion when we take our breaks.
Are we going to do that bit now? We don't really have enough time to talk about those guys.
Oh, we'll get them in a minute. Okay. We'll get them in a minute. We'll talk about them after the break. But be patient with us as we're trying to re-cue our breaks because we had to start 5 minutes late now because of the simple fact that automation sucks.
Yes.
And it can eat my ass. But in order to follow... Whoa. She smiles more. Never mind. But because we have to follow automation.
You say
now,
automation, she thinks something with batteries. So.
It's stuck.
Yes, we have some structure. So we're going to add some structured breaks to the show. Things to look forward to tonight.
Because this is like our first real effort of a show for the new year.
I know. Things to look forward to tonight. New syndicate information.
Yay.
Trencher's new obsession. My obsession with monsters. More about the mobsters. More about the plane crash. Bunny suicides. How my iPod was stolen. And information on villains past.
Villains past.
Maybe should I say enemies.
Uh-oh. Oh, not again. But you said last... Oh.
Shut up and go to the break.
I can't for another 30 seconds.
Oh, my gosh. Look. It's just a little bit of information just that I'm going to throw out there.
That's great.
That's that.
That's great. Are you going to start a fucking war again?
Yes, I'm going to start. Okay, Dieter's in the chat room. How's him and his monkey? Is that Zorster or Zorster?
I don't care.
Look, it's Herpes. Okay, that's the guy's name. No matter how you put it, his name is Herpes.
I don't know who Dieter is. Dieter could be someone cool. We don't know until they
Dieter,
open
their mouth. Dieter, if you're not... That person, awesome. For those of you in the chat room tonight, make sure you stay tuned because as we do have a young lady in the studio, that can only mean one thing.
There's no Negroes in our studio.
That and the wedding dress is coming
oh,
back out.
Oh, God, the mind fuck. You really, really do hate me, don't you?
No, I love you, dude. Not in a gay way.
Well, thank you.
Maybe in like a prison way.
Oh, that's kind of worse.
It's like brain damage, except without the nasty head injury.
Hey everybody, Trencher from Spankwagon Radio. Just wanted to let you know about our official host, CanisHosting.com. Why, starting off at just $1.99 a month, you can get free support, site builder, and transfer assistance. And even for $1.99 a month, you get 1 gig of space and 5 gig of bandwidth. Go to CanisHosting.com right now. Check out their budget, professional, and premium packages. Again, that's Canis Hosting, C-A-N-I-S Hosting.com.
Take me down to the paradise city where the grass is green and the girls are pretty. I want
Oh, my God. We're back. Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net. If you are listening to us, we'd love to hear you several different ways. First off, let's just cover the gamut right now for the show. We have a phone number.
1-866-LB-ROCKS.
Wait.
Oh.
You sound like a douche.
Oh, that's right.
Beautiful women read the number.
Could you give the number in your best breathy $1.99 a minute
phone
hooker voice?
Spot. We know anything turns on Murph. The goal is to turn me on.
Doctor Who.
Guys, I don't think...
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. No.
Nerd.
No.
No, you can do it. Come on. I know you can do the breathy phone sex voice. I know you can do it.
I don't know.
I'm give him the phone number.
All right. It's 1-866-LV-ROCKS.
I did it. Do it again.
One more time, except this time do it with the numbers.
Yeah.
Okay. 1-866-587-6257.
Boys, that's Venus Sarah. Remember, she doesn't work on flattery alone. Get those dollars out and go ahead and get them in her hands. Diamond to the stage. Diamond. I've spent way too many nights at strip clubs.
Yes, and you're about ready to have another job there.
You know, seriously, I'm going to go and I'm going to talk to Sinister and I'm going to see about that. By the way, speaking of Sinister, Sinister has gotten more stations on for the Midnight Massacre Theater. This time he's up in Portland now. I think that gives him like 167 cable access stations, which is like the equivalent of one network station. But still, we love you, Sinister, and that is awesome. Irish is asking, who is the cute
redhead?
That would be Venus Sarah.
Oh, hi, Irish.
That's the camera. Go ahead and wave at him there, sweetie.
Yay.
So.
Thank you.
Things to talk about. First, my iPod was stolen last night, and I'm pissed off about this.
Well, of course you should be. You absolutely should be pissed about this.
This is the second iPod I've had stolen, by the way. The first time was stolen by the Dish Network installer. And
I remember that.
Yeah, Dish Network never did anything about it. This time, it was in my truck, out in the driveway of my house. In the driveway. And I don't live in the ghetto. I live in the fucking suburbs.
You live in the nicer suburbs of the suburbs.
I know. Dude, I see people waving when they jog by.
Yeah. You live in that neighborhood, you know?
Yeah, I do.
Unfortunately, I had to move away from that neighborhood, but you...
Not only do I live in that neighborhood, I live in your house from that neighborhood.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it's my
do.
House now, biatch. at least until I stop making the mortgage payments. my car, the problem with my truck is the back doors don't lock all the time.
Is Murphy saying his back door is always open?
My back door is always open, boys. And... They got into my truck. They rummaged through my truck. Now, you know it was kids because they didn't take one of my wife's pay stubs were on the floor. They didn't take any of the mail. They didn't take any of the chargers for all the various equipment in there. No, what they fucking took was my iPod and Trench's FM transmitter.
That was a Christmas gift.
That he lent me.
I didn't lend you. I gave that to you.
No, you lent that to me.
I did?
And I am fucking pissed off about this. In my fucking driveway of all goddamn places.
I will say that when I lived there, my car got egged, and the people who lived there before me, because I talked to the neighbors. I mean, that's one of those neighborhoods.
I know my neighbors.
You know your neighbors. It's so awesome. And they even said, you get a couple kids back behind the place or a couple kids down the street, they're douchebags.
Oh, and people have been riding on my wife's car because it's a little dirty. They've been, wash me, Benny loves something or other. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to wait out on my fucking front porch with a shotgun full of salt rock or rock salt. Anyone who's ever been chased off of someone else's land and been shot at, that was rock salt. That shit digs in and it fucking burns.
Yeah.
It's not going to kill you. It's going to sting like a motherfucker.
Well, unless you aim for the head.
Well, yeah. That's what I'm going to fucking do. Or with a paintball gun. Yeah.
I have one. Do you want one?
You have a paintball gun?
Of course I have a paintball. Yes. I have a paintball gun, full gear.
Oh.
I think I have paint.
Oh. If anybody should know, he shouldn't be calling me right now. It should be you.
Someone's calling you on your personal phone? Who's calling
you? Are you there? I'm calling you back in about 2 minutes. Answer the phone when it calls from a Vegas number, okay? Yes. If anybody should know.
That sounds like.
It's Gorilla.
Yeah, I thought that sounded like Gorilla.
If anybody should know not to call on a Friday between 7 and 9 Pacific time, it should be our old co-host, Gorilla.
Jesus.
That's right, biatch. I'm going to call you back from the station.
So what's he going to do? Grunt on the phone?
I'm going to call you back in a few. All right, bye.
All he's going to do
all
is...
All right, so... Yeah, I'm going to get one of those... You know they sell mace and paintballs.
Yes.
I'm going to get one of those.
You know what? You know what? Yeah. The military supply store, if it's still over there off of Nellis...
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think they got some of that shit.
I'm going to fucking do that.
That's great.
Fucking load some shit up. So, yeah, my iPod was stolen. I'm kind of upset about this because, you know, people used to say, oh, how much music do you have on your phone? I'm like, I don't keep music on my phone. I have an iPod. I don't have an iPod anymore.
So now you get to keep music on your phone.
No, well, I've got movies on my phone, and I've got a shitload of applications. You know, I've got like the... I swear to God, dude, I somehow find the most random applications. But SimCity, ever since that patch, has been fantastic. I have the Craig's Phone application, you know, for finding random trannies. I still have Force Unleashed, which is a great game. I have the iSteam, and... This week, I heard about, for those of you that have a Mac, there's a great application called iStat Pro. iStat Pro is a benchmarking application, and they're going to release a, it tells you, you know, your computer's usage of processor, memory, yes. Hard drive, whole nine yards.
I think
we're
going
to release an app for that, too, to monitor it remotely. Hey!
Caller!
Hello.
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 What's up, bitches?
What's up, gorilla?
So wait, so you didn't even have to call him.
He called
back.
Me.
He called you dumb fucker.
Somebody went and got minutes on his phone. What's up, dude?
Nothing, just going to see what you guys are up to.
We're just talking about my car got broken into last night. They stole my iPod.
Dude, welcome to the new year. Your year sucks.
It does. It does. How are you doing, man?
I'm good. Still on pain pills.
For those of you that don't know, Gorilla wound up moving into the Great White North.
Which... If now is all flooded and like disaster area.
He moved up to Spokane. He's having fun there, aren't you?
Oh yeah, 6 feet of snow. Now it's all melted. It's great.
Got a canoe. Eh?
His. Did you have the surgery on your shoulder finally?
No, not yet.
Hence the pain pills.
Do they have that planned yet?
Nope, not yet.
Not yet.
Welcome to the great state of Washington.
So he's gonna have to have shoulder surgery. Now, at one point, didn't you get Drano in your eye as well?
No, it's not Drano.
No, that was sperm from another dude. He's just saying it's Drano to cover.
You know, you're awfully tough when he's like 600 miles away.
Hell yeah, I ain't stupid. I don't have a floating rib to worry about.
Oh, dude, I will knock the shit out of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you will.
So, Gorilla, when are you coming back?
Sometime this year.
Are you coming back for good or just for a little vacation?
Little vacation.
Yeah.
Very cool.
When you come in, are you bringing the wife with you?
Probably not.
Oh, so it's just going to be you?
Hey, wait. I got a suggestion. This worked wonders for me. Get a divorce.
Well, they're not married, though.
That's you got to get married first.
Oh,
he's
okay.
Smart. If she leaves him, she doesn't take half his shit. Mm-hmm. Or in your case, all your shit.
Uh-uh. I got all my furniture and my TV and my entertainment system. I'm happy.
Yeah.
Nowhere to put it. That's awesome.
Fuck you. I got a great apartment, man, and it's obviously safer than the suburbs.
So you're on Sprague?
What?
No, dude, he's up like up in the heart of the ghetto, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Nice and safe.
It's fucking scary, dude. So what else is going on with you, bro?
No, then just figured go and say hi.
Dude, we have a broad,
you know,
in the studio tonight.
I got to point out, though, for those of you who really don't remember, Gorilla here used to be a co-host on the show. God, was it? 06, 07, something like that?
Something like that. I was the one that didn't say anything.
You didn't say anything because you were so fucked up on Vicodin.
Painkillers and beer.
Vicodin and beer. That was his entire diet. And during the show, it was crazy. So,
at least
yeah.
I brought something, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You brought the party, clearly. So.
Absolutely did you bring the party.
Yeah, dude, we got a broad in the studio tonight. Venus Sarah's with us.
Sweet.
She's hot, dude.
So what's she doing with you then?
Well, she thought the black guy was going to be here, needless to say.
So well, you're saying that she has nothing better to do on a Friday night besides hanging around with three geeks?
Two
geeks. Wow. Decaf's not here tonight. Decaf's in Colorado, of all places, and I was shocked to find out that Colorado let black people in.
He's a snow brother.
He's up there visiting their entire minority population.
Three.
Tim. And... Oh, man, it's good to hear your voice, bro. You and I don't talk enough.
No, I don't. How's Chief doing? Where's he at?
Chief's still in Romania. He's still building mud huts for prostitutes, but...
Political mud huts.
The rumor is he's coming back in June.
June?
June or July. So wow. When he comes back, I say he's coming back on the show full time.
Oh, okay.
Think so, huh?
Yeah, because I love the guy. You got to love a guy who shaves his head to hide the bald spot.
You know, the best part, though, is when we get to take out the dry marker or the markers and mark up his head. The day before his big interviews, that was fantastic.
We had so much fun with that. You know, now that you've said it, you know I have to do it, right?
What?
Look, I'm getting bad interception. Oh, shit. Hang on.
Well, Gorilla, I think we
lose him?
Yeah. Aw, Chief's song.
I can't wait for Chief to come back.
Hey, I got another call.
He's so emo, he cuts his own lawn. What's up?
Caller, you're on the air.
Well, fuck y'all talking shit about me.
What's up, man?
I am outside. It's cool as fuck.
Oh, it's like 70 here. Ooh.
Who's that? Who's that?
I told you, dude. Every time you're gone, hot chicks flock to the studio.
We watched your flasher buddy from your birthday party. We brought her in the studio tonight.
Sweetie.
We're going to try and get her naked.
Oh, man, that's
some
cold shit.
Well, no, decaf. The thing is, you actually said in the text message, "Don't fire me," and we agreed. We're not going to fire you. Instead, we're going to have way more fun without you. And when you get back, we're going to go into Apple Macintosh and how-to systems.
Okay.
You ever noticed when one of you two leave, we get the hot bitches in?
Yes.
Trencher leaves, we get porn stars 2 weeks in a row.
Well. That I book.
That you book. Decaf leaves. We have Jody and Vina Sarah in the next week. I mean, I'm the only one who seems to come out as a winner on this.
Winner is you.
Winner.
That's that low because my phone's about to die.
Uh-oh.
What is it with bad phones and callers?
I'm up for this cold, bitch.
I don't know what he's doing out there, but I'm sure he's looting something. Are you out there looting Sundance? Is that what you're doing?
Well, I ain't looting. These white feel foreign to me. I feel bad. I was going to, ring up some pies or some shit. So. Man, there's some poor crackers out here.
What are you doing in Colorado?
Colorado Springs, baby. Colorado Springs.
What are you doing in Colorado Springs?
Oh, God. Colorado Springs.
Other than obviously looking for meth, I guess, would be the best.
Well, is it Colorado Springs like the ghetto of Colorado?
Oh, they are in jail and shit. I went to the mall. There hardly has been anybody in there. Went to go visit one of my friend's relatives in jail.
Jail.
The fucking place was packed with people waiting.
Way to break the stereotype, dude.
No, you're out there
visiting someone in jail.
I'm sorry. I'm so white. Is the mall a new euphemism for jail?
Well, no. I went to the mall. There was nobody in there. Went to the jail. It was packed with fucking people. Hey. Waiting to talk to the family and shit. But it's a lot of white people, man, because there's a lot of white people out here. Meth is big in the city, man. It's all meth heads up in that motherfucker.
Well, first off, you're white. You're in a place that's landed in white for half of the fucking year. What else are you going to do? You're going to fucking take your car batteries and your fertilizers and your pet shit, and you're going to boil it all together to make a fucking drug because you're fucking too cheap to buy alcohol. Or dentistry.
God damn it, I know I should charge my fucking
phone. Oh. All right, Decaf, shut your phone off, man. Save your battery.
What?
I don't want your call to drop out in the middle. Yeah. You may get an emergency hoe call.
Wait, Pajama
One thing
Man.
I seriously.
Hold on, Pajama Man.
Dude, those fucking PJs.
I got no hoes out here, man. Shit, these hoes scare me, man. Fuck with these hoes. You get 14 different illnesses and shit.
Yeah,
but
called
with only
cold.
With only three teeth, you don't have to worry about one of them biting your dick.
Nom nom nom.
We were talking about you at the Gotti party and the PJs you were wearing, dude. You were big pimping, man.
That wasn't PJs. That was a pimp suit. Yeah, call it what it is.
That was definitely pimp suit with the alligator shoes.
I know, man. I had to dress up for you guys, man. I had to make y'all feel good.
Now, are you going?
It was a good shit, though, man. It was a good shit.
I can't wait for all of that to get up on the website. That's going to be on Gotti. What is it? GottiVegas.com. It's going to
be GottiVegas.com.
All the video is going to be there. And guys, if you do need to see any of the girls that were there, check it out.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, we were talking about the suit and the hat and just everything. Did you have a good time on Gotti?
Who, me?
No, you.
Of course, he had a good time. He had titties all over him.
He did, man.
You guys think that just happens all the time.
I gotta ask you something. When Totally Tabitha and whatever the other chick, her name was, the blonde chick, when they were making out right there and groping all over each other, and then vicariously you.
They wanted me to join them, yes, I know. I was asked to join every fucking session in that motherfucker.
Was that the hottest part of the night?
Was that the hardest part of the night? No,
yeah.
The that was my fucking dick.
No, I said hottest, not hardest. Was them making out the hottest part of the night, or was something, or like, was your interview with like Jocelyn Pink or with Haley, where, what was the hottest part for you? Oh, I think we lost him.
Yeah,
his phone finally died.
It died. That's too bad. Decaf, that was Big Daddy Decaf, usually co-hosting here. Maybe he'll come back.
And the host.
The host.
Gotti Party 9.
Gotti Party 9. It was fantastic.
If you can believe, I managed to stay out of the camera for like 95% of the fucking night.
You did. And you took care of the emceeing on the floor. Decaf took care of all of that. And I was just making sure that all the production stuff was going as planned. So...
Now,
other than the video, which you also ran as well.
Back to production. I want to talk about something.
Oh dear.
We have new syndicates.
We do actually.
We have new syndicates.
I am stoked about this.
And what is? Let me see here. What is the name of this station? Let me bring it up here because it's on the front page of spankwagon.net.
Yep, I got a little graphic up
here.
And everything.
Spankwagon.net. Hey, did you know we have a forum?
Yeah, I put it together. I built the damn thing.
Let's see. Who is our new?
Well, the new syndicate is 1077. I don't know if it's 1077, 1077.
1077.
Yeah, 1077, the X, modern rock at its finest.
Now,
and
where are they out of again?
Alabama.
They're from the Bama.
They're from the Bama.
Holy shit. Did anyone tell them what got a colored on this show?
I don't know, and I worry about that. Because I don't need to go have, like, we're going to come and see your show live with a rope. Fuck!
You know, we love syndicates. We
love
all of our syndicates.
Our syndicates.
I hope these guys are cool.
They better be, otherwise they're going to be a one-week syndicate.
Because if they turn out to be another Brad.
Oh.
But they are a cool syndicate, I hope. It says Modern Rock at its Finest is their page. I was there earlier. They don't look like they have a whole lot of shows, but that's okay.
Everyone's got to start somewhere.
What worries me is the donation link on the right-hand side of the page.
You know, that doesn't worry me because I've thought about that at times for Spankwagon to do like a PayPal, a donation, or a micropayment.
Dude, but come on.
What? Tell me. Go into detail here.
Look. Donations are... How much money do you have to really run a syndicate station? I'm not ripping on them.
Okay, let's take a look at what we have. Broadband bills.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Website bills.
Phone bill.
Phone bills.
Phone bill.
Okay. Not to mention the licensing for any of the software that we use. And thankfully, I've been able to keep it all freeware or open source.
Or I've just stolen what I've needed on my end.
Or I'll just pay the $30 one-time fee. So, and I got a caller on the line. We'll get to the caller here in a moment.
So, for our new syndicate, 1077X, this is for you, baby! Yeah! Woo! I'm gonna go on down on that there internet. I'm gonna get me a pig! Squeal, boy, squeal! Woo! Woo! You sure do have a perny website. Down to 1077 The X Online, where you can fuck your cousin
in Alabama.
Woohoo, doggy! And that's how you lose a syndicate in one night.
No, we do eviler things. Hey, no. I got a caller. Let's find out if the caller's okay. Hello, caller.
God damn, man, you made me listen to that. Man, I'm gonna sold out this phone and shit, using up their fucking bench. You make me hear that shit.
Uh oh, look out, it's a Negro.
Oh.
So that's y'all fucking whole rally this shit when I'm not there.
Come on now, you're listening to Spank Wagon.
Hey, Murph cuts the eye holes in his Snoopy bed sheets. It's fun.
So this is our treaty. You bring in all these fucking hot fucking white women, then you start fucking talking about I'm a snow brother, then you start playing the theme song to Kill Kill Niggas.
Look, we did not say kill niggas. That did not happen.
Wait, but-
I don't know, but he's like, kill, nigga.
Shut up.
Who's the next caller?
Shut up, Snow Brother.
Man.
I like that whole Snow Brother.
All right, so. So this is what you guys do, man, when I'm not around. I feel bad, man. I call. Every time I've not been on the show, have I called?
You called.
Call.
You have.
You are faithful. You are.
I am faithful.
That's right.
I think there's faithful. only one week.
Because they have a baby over here that's sleeping out inside. I'm out here in fucking like 5-degree weather and shit. Freezing my ass off with someone else's phone. I get no respect. That's what
you
I'm
get
talking.
Lots of respect. And I would just like to say thank you for the field nigga to calling into that the big house and make sure everything's okay inside.
That's why I got the sweaty, big, fatty titties in my face, and you did it, friend.
That's right.
Well,
that's right.
That's exactly it.
Now, I was asking you, as you got cut off before, Venusaur was going to be...
Yeah, my dick was hard, yeah.
Your dick was hard?
Your dick was hard.
She wandered off.
She's in the green room getting more beer.
I don't know. She's got like half a beer in her. Hey, again, in...
Only half?
In a week, in what is it? On the 25th, are you coming down to the OG to watch my premiere night over at Olympic Gardens for the WWE pay-per-view?
I didn't know you had a premiere night.
Well, if you read...
This is why I build a website.
Exactly. If you'd seen the front...
Dude, they got... In this house I'm staying at, they got dial-up and shit. I haven't been on the web in a week.
Okay, yeah, you win on that one. I forgive you.
Winner! No,
I was like, fuck that.
No, man.
I just leave a text message that I showed up. What's that?
I'm the DJ MC host for DJ MC host. That's my new
DJ MC, all that shit, huh?
Yeah, for the WWE pay-per-view parties over at the Olympic Gardens, man.
WWE, baby.
All the wrestling stuff. And of all times to start, no, it's not on some little piddly shit pay-per-view or some little tiny one. No, my
number
first
two.
Fucking night is the number two pay-per-view of the year, the Royal fucking Rumble.
That's how you do it.
Two. Oh, dude.
Yeah, that payback feels 4 hours of interviews, man. That shit was tough, though.
No,
I got
you know, you did a fucking
you did a
great
fucking
job.
Phenomenal job.
Four
man.
Hours of interviews. And, you know, I have to say this. I wasn't able to sit and watch a fucking thing. But every time I had to go past the interview, the booth where you guys are at, I heard either A, laughter, or I saw tits all over you and chicks making out. You win. I mean, I'm sorry. You get more play than I do as a divorced dude. You know,
dude,
I'm single and...
I get more play than you do when I'm married. Who are we kidding? Decaf, I want to ask you something. Of all the girls that came through that night, which one was the hottest?
Of all the girls that came on you that night...
I would say the two hottest ones to me was the one girl that was the goddamn what's the fucking word? The one that does the torture, the whipping and shit, the one that didn't take off her clothes.
Oh, Snake Babe?
No, not Snake
not
Babe.
Not Snake Babe.
No.
No, the other one. I don't think she took off her clothes. Maybe she did. The one with the piercing in her nose.
Oh,
I know you're talking about shit.
Yeah, I do. The photos, I know though. I could see her because she has that stud. That
the black hair, kind of golf. The golf
Oh, Angelique Adams.
Yeah,
Angelique Adams. Oh my God.
Yeah, that girl is smoking hot. Her and the chick that I interviewed last and Haley
Jocelyn
two,
Pink.
Yeah.
Jocelyn Pink and Haley Young.
Yeah.
Now,
those are the three best ones.
We've kind of talked shit a little bit about Haley because she still has not come in to take on Big Red, but
she keeps talking about it.
She is all about that. She's just got
She's
got stuff going on. She wants to come in for that.
Yeah, no, by the time I got to those last two interviews, man, I was because it was that Zoe Zane, that crazy bitch, man.
Oh,
Zoe Zane, the cake farter and her friend.
Oh. Then there was Nyssa Nevers, who won the tickling contest, by the way. She won $250 by standing there strapped to a pole and not tapping out when these hot-ass girls were tickling her.
I can't.
Oh, my God.
I know. This fucker got on the stage and did it at 1 o'clock. I don't know who that fucker was.
That was Abe.
That was, yeah.
And we do, by the way, have the photos coming of Big Daddy Decaf being tied to the pole and tickled by... who was it that was tickling you? Was that...
It was a chick from Cliff
Rochelle. That was one of Abe's girls?
Yeah.
Now, Decaf, I have you on the phone with you. I wanna switch gears here. I wanna talk about something.
Huh? Okay.
Yeah, I wanna talk about something. Now, in the past we've had our little radio wars. And none so prevalent
here we go.
As the one with Real Kid Radio, specifically, and I don't wanna just say Real Kid Radio.
Are we talking about him again this week?
Look, shut up and listen, okay? The We Hit and Run, specifically Kevin Scampoli and the other guy, Saunders. Now, the other guy is long since gone. I think he found better pastures, I hope, or Best Buy gave him more hours. I don't know. But Mr. Saunders has gone on and on and on and on and on. Now, a couple of times he's mentioned us, and we haven't really said anything. One of the things that's always pissed me off, though, is they have always flat out denied the things they said about Jason, the little kid we did the cancer benefit for.
Yeah, a couple years ago.
For those of you that don't know, that aren't familiar, we did a benefit, a local benefit here, for a little boy by the name of Jason. Jason was diagnosed with leukemia, beat it, went back into remission, sick again, into remission, sick again, in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out.
We raised $10,000
in one night.
In one night to help his mom pay bills. And
they were eternally grateful to us. What ended up happening during the business of all this, though, was the Real Kid Radio, or the We Hit and Run guys, decided that they were going to make fun of that, say they want the kid to die, things like that. We called them on it, and they said, no, we never said that, we never said that, we never said that. No, 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 that's bullshit, that's bullshit. We never saved any of it, because we didn't need to, because they were just flat out denying it. We just wanted to get it out of the way for the family to not have to deal with it. Well, things are kind of separated from them. I don't want to say we're separated. I don't think they listen to our show anymore. Jason's much better, which is fantastic. So last week on We Hit and Run, and I don't know why I felt the need to do this today, but I every once in a while I bring up their site just to see what they've got going on. In a word, nothing. They're still starting fights with other shows, specifically shows who can't really fight back. They're still starting fights with other internet radio shows, and they even tried to start a fight with some guys from The Hideout, which is a show was a show on the East Coast that eventually got it got canceled, unfortunately. I do say unfortunately because I did listen to The Hideout every once in a while when I got a chance, El Jefe and those guys. Finally, this week, Kevin Scampoli, who has changed his time, by the way, four different times and now changed his night twice to try and compete with us, has finally admitted what they did. And I have it right here. This is from the 10th show, 1-10-2009. The name of the show they did was Mortar that night. Listen to this.
Kirko does these things. He's like me. This isn't for fun. We're not here to, you know, just cause phony drama and have everyone laugh at the end. Spankwagon, and I can say that now, realize that. We're here to find which cancer kid you're trying to help out and laugh at the fact that he has cancer. We want your kids to die. It's very, very ridiculous. And Zaro, I guess they're deleting Scarecrow's posts. And
so what they've done now is they're now picking on another show. They're now picking back on Talk Shoes. Mm-hmm. They're doing all the stuff that they usually do. And let's just lay this out there. Kevin, thank you very much for finally telling the truth and admitting what you actually
did. Yeah, play that audio one more time.
I have to back it up a little bit.
Okay, that's fine.
I have to find the right spot for it. Now, when what he's talking about is Scarecrow. Scarecrow is the one guy, and it's so funny when they get going talking about this. They actually say they don't have an army of people that go and fight you. All they have is Scarecrow.
But you know what? He even seemed pretty cool in the forums. He knew that he was just kind of having fun and BSing, and then
he'd back
out.
When if you listen to this whole interview with him, and God knows I'm not going to play the whole thing, the guy really is deranged, and all he does is he sits there back in Boston and does whatever Kevin tells him to do. So listen to this again.
Zaro, because you wanted him over there, and I was talking to him. And apparently, you know, when Scarecrow does these things, he's like me. This isn't for fun. We're not here to, you know, just cause phony drama and have everyone laugh at the end. Spankwagon, and I can say that now, realize that. We're here to find which cancer kid you're trying to help out and laugh at the fact that he has cancer. We want your kids to die. It's very, very ridiculous. And Zaro, I guess they're...
Now, let's just... Say this for what it is. We didn't find out anything. What we found out is how chicken shit you guys are.
Stop.
They were chicken shit, okay? We called them out on several occasions. We gave them opportunities to come on our show and explain their actions. What they did was they lied. What they did is they came up with fabrications. They said that we called the AM station they were on, and we got them kicked off the air. We had nothing to do with that. That was all Jason's
Murphy,
family.
I have to cut you short, but he's getting a call. So I got to get out.
We had nothing to do with this. The family of the little cancer kid, as you like to call him, they found out. And not only did they find out, but the radio station that you were on gave that family quite a bit of information about you guys, and we calmed them down. Okay? You, Mr. Scampoli, of beating a woman, breaking her collarbone, kicking her in the throat when she's down, and spitting into her mouth fame, who went to jail for that and is quite proud of that and the fact that you work at fucking Walmart. You finally have come clean with what you guys actually did do. And you did something despicable, and you did something pretty much that's just par for the course for you guys. You tried to pick a fight with another show, with with Papa Joe. You tried to pick a fight with us, and what wound up happening is you got the shit knocked out of you, and you lost your show.
Spankwagon Radio is on the air. God help us all.
Yeah. You know what you listen to? You listen to Spankwagon Radio, baby. Hosted by Kanan's Hosting. Now, it starts off $1.99 a month. Even my poor black ass can afford $1.99, nigga. So sign up today, bitches. Sign up today, bitches. Cheap motherfuckers.
Kick it at you and ride.
Holy cow, tonight is flying by, isn't it?
It is. All right, Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net.
Spank Wagon!
Shit. So let me cue this up, because I was thinking, you know, we have everyone and their friends in the chat room.
I know, it's filling up.
We need to do Mad Props.
Mad Props. For those of you that are unfamiliar with Mad Props.
I am unfamiliar with Mad Props.
Mad Props is where we say thank you to those people sitting in our chat room.
Yes. Aww.
We say their name, we say Mad Props, we tell them how appreciative we are of them. Now, tonight, okay. Trencher has a special request, though.
We have to do something nice because we have a hot chick in the studio. You know where this is going already. That's the funny part. We'd like to offer our listeners who are even smarter listeners by going to the video topless Mad Props. Yes. Yeah, you knew it was going to happen.
Could we hugely surprising. Could we possibly persuade you to, I don't know, remove some clothing? As we do Mad Props for our listeners, as a special thank you to them.
I suppose.
Oh,
fantastic. Well, better cue this one up right now. I'm in with the out crowd. I'm in with the out crowd. Ladies and gentlemen, for your viewing pleasure, topless Mad Props, this is for you in the chat room. Deer, who's so excited about this, I can't even look at the tits because I got to look at the screen. It's so unfair. Deer, Mad Props. Frank Zappa, you're dead, but Mad Props. Gia Ray, you're a chick, and you've seen these before. Mad Props. Reverend Hammer, just shut the fuck up and take your Mad Props. Virtual One, who'd rather have a clicker licker than a mad booby prop. Figure this shit out.
We should have a trampoline in here.
You know, I'm afraid the floor would go because of the trampoline in this shitty building, but Irish Mandingo, who called for it? Booby props.
Nice Irish titties. They are, aren't they?
Man.
I love the pink little nipples. That's the best part.
Fantastic. And finally, Radio X UK getting his limey props. Wow. Hold on.
Mad props for you.
Nice. Beautiful tits.
The wonderful listeners of Spank Wagon Radio.
This is why I love doing this show.
So one last time for all of you.
Mad Props!
Wow. Woohoo! Let's hear it from Venus Sarah. Thank you very much, sweetie. Thank you.
Fantastic.
Gotta love a girl who actually will get naked or topless in the studio. Yes. So many Scrappy won't.
I know. I mean, someone who has enough self-esteem and comfort with themselves, unlike other people, Scrappy, who doesn't,
to just show her phenomenal titties. God, I love the pink little nipples are just wow, folks. That is your Mad Props.
And the chat room is. I mean, Vert's applauding. Vert is like gets less sex than I could ever imagine getting, and.
Radio X UK, who is he's one of our affiliates out of London, I do believe.
London
says when he dies, he wants to come back as your bra.
thank you very much.
I'll never forget the first time I saw her wonderful titties. She was drunk, standing in a garage, and there were cameras out everywhere. And Gia Ray's fucking cock blocking husband,
Month Stash,
stuck his face in there. You guys must suck some. Vote Cox to get that note. I'm impressed. Thanks, Frank. So, speaking of obsessions, mine and titties, Trencher has a new one.
and I wish it was tits.
And I got it. You know what? I have to take credit for this.
Yeah, you finally found the one. Okay.
Trencher, wait, who watches...
Let's start this. Let's start off. Okay. I watch probably, you know, I do watch television.
Not much, though.
I may watch 2 hours a week, if that. You know, and it's always something Discovery Channel. I never really get into a series.
There's no reason for her half to stay all the way over there. She can stay here with me.
Are you trying to warm her up now that she had her shirt off and cold?
I'm going to keep her warm.
Glass cutting. Oh, and the camera goes back to me. I'm so sorry, people. So, no, I don't watch a lot of TV. I'm not a TV watcher.
Nor am I. So, I can
Commiserate. I have digital cable. I have like everything on cable.
He's got everything under the sun. He's got channels that most people don't have.
Exactly. And what do I turn it to? 916, so I can sit and listen to new wave and other 80s. Turn off the TV and just blast it through my stereo, which sucks now that I'm in an apartment because my neighbors don't share my same taste in music.
By the way, Airwolf just joined the chat room 5 minutes too late. Sorry, Airwolf. Sorry, you missed Airwolf. Mad props and boobies. So Trench loves to come over to my house, just hang out, which is cool because my place is a house you can do that.
Yeah, you have a great house to hang out in because I used to own it.
And I have an enormous TV. Trencher, though, came over and would hang out primarily on the weekends. Mm-hmm. On the weekends on USA, they play House like 9 hours a day.
House MD. Is the name of the show, starring Hugh Laurie.
Hugh Laurie, which, by the way, is a British guy, for those of you that don't know.
Yeah.
You have his book.
I have a book he wrote called The Gun Seller. I was reading his book, and I'm like, oh, yeah, and then I start watching the show. But anyhow, continue.
So he comes over, and he just hangs out and never watches anything that I put on TV. I'll flip through the channels, and I put on some of the most inane shit ever. I put on shows that no one in their right fucking mind would really want to watch. But Trencher winds up getting hooked on House.
I can't explain it.
I called him the other night. Dude, what are you doing? Dude, I'm watching House. I'm like, which episode is it? It's that one where random medical thing. The show.
Interesting dialogue. Cranky-ass doctor. Problem solved after he looks into space or gets some sort of insight 10 seconds before the end of the show. It was that one. And sure enough, now it's the only thing on my DVR other than, of course, the Discovery Channel stuff that's obviously out of season.
And it's great to see you just addicted to this show. It is great to see you showing some sort of sense of normalcy.
Yeah.
Dude, this is...
No, you know what? No, there's nothing wrong with not being a TV watcher. There's absolutely nothing wrong.
No.
You know,
especially when some of us work in industries based entirely around that.
Yeah, well, you know, that's your thing, and you do what you want to do. But I'm not into television. I mean, I'm online all the damn time.
But you're into House.
But I'm going to... Okay, let me explain.
Why? Why do you like House so much?
I don't know.
This is great.
I don't know. I really don't know. It catches my attention, and I watch it. It's just, look, the last time I've been addicted to a show, Hill Street Blues. That's it. And what I did is when it was on Nick at Night, you know, I taped like every night so I could watch the entire series, the entire 7 seasons front to back, and then I'm done. Because I'm that same way with movies. I can only watch a movie once unless it's like... you know, Blazing Saddles or Tron or something like that.
Tron,
you know,
yeah.
You know, maybe I can watch it more than once, but most times Crow or something stupid like that, I can watch it once and that's all I'll ever see it, you know, but no, I got to fucking watch the show. It's on all my fucking, it's on my DVR. It's everything.
Now, Zappa, you weren't nice. So now you go bye-bye. I'm pressing the kick button. So long. It's great to see you actually liking something normal as opposed to like being a speed channel addict or having to watch like the what's my favorite that you watch obsessively, the car show auctions that I know you watch on ESPN2.
I hate car show auctions,
but
I'm sorry, I'm not gonna watch Barrett Jackson going, you know, if I actually cleaned up my duster, got it running, I could sell it for that much.
Yeah. So to see you addicted to the show is great. So what is your favorite part of the favorite character on the show? This is,
oh, dude, it's absolutely House. I mean, it's absolutely Hugh Laurie's character because, you know, you've seen me when I've gone off.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I would have to say that when I go off, it's in that, you know, very, you know, without a lot of profanity, but just in a way that makes a person feel miserable.
You know what's great?
Uh-oh.
You know you're the Wilson to my House, right?
I know. I realize that.
You just enable my addictions.
Yes, until the police close out of my bank account, but... You know, yeah, I just, House has a character, I, you know.
It's a great show.
It's a great show.
Now,
Penn, Kumar. No, Harold. in there is pretty good, too, in the later episodes. Yeah. But because
13's great.
Okay.
The hot chick, who's a lesbian. I have to say, though, my personal favorite was the season finale or a couple, maybe a year ago, where House winds up in the strip club after the bus accident. And he's just sitting.
I haven't seen that
yet. Oh, it's great. He's just sitting in the strip club, just dazed, no idea what's going on, doesn't have his cane. Turns out he was on a bus that got into an accident. And the only way he can kind of retrace his steps, something on the bus made him think someone was sick. The only way he could do it was by re-going through his steps in his mind in the strip club. But of course, Cuddy shows up as a little Catholic schoolgirl stripper. My God, the woman who, I don't even know her name.
Lisa Edelstein. And actually, her name looked familiar to me. She used to be one of those famous club kids of New York. She was known as Lisa E., the queen of downtown.
Has she gotten naked anywhere? Because I would really like to see that.
It's
got to
be somewhere because she was a club kid. Like, if you look up James St. James,
yeah,
she's part of that group of club kids from the 80s in New York.
She is phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
she's got to be what? In her late 30s, early 40s?
Yeah, something like that.
She has a physique that will not terminate. What? She got a body that just won't quit. That woman, Oh, my God. Now, Frank's
got to behave in the chat room.
If you can behave, you can stay. But if you're going to be a dick, you can go. So, you like House.
It's a good show. And I guarantee you, once I've seen all the episodes, the minute it starts repeating, I'm done.
No. That is the show that you will watch over and over again to pick up on little things. Do me a favor. Next time you're watching the show, count how many different canes House has.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
There
are different ones you have to watch.
All right.
You have to watch.
Wait a minute. Who is bored enough to figure this out?
Dude, okay. Again, it's on USA. They play it 15 times a weekend. Right? Just watch it. Just watch it. Irish Mandingo says he's got 5. I wouldn't doubt that it's far off. The other show I want you to get hooked on is the one that I got Ken and Carla hooked on, and that's NCIS.
I love NCIS.
NCIS is a great show.
I also love House, actually. So,
see? Okay,
yeah,
so
NCIS rocks.
Who's more badass, Jack Bauer or Leroy Jethro Gibbs?
I thought you were going to say Leroy Jenkins.
I know.
Gibbs?
No, Gibbs. Oh.
Oh.
I'd do him. Woo.
I'd do him. Mark Harmon's awesome. Oh, my gosh. Now,
see, I don't know. To me, sitting in right now, kind of in my predicament, my situation, sitting at home alone.
Oh. Sorry, Rev just picked out the best part of NCIS.
Yes.
Abby.
Oh, Abs.
Little goth chick.
Good stuff.
How do you go wrong with a girl who's goth, hot, and smarter than all of us in this room combined? I mean, really?
Someone's got an inferiority complex.
Dude, she has a mass spectrometer, and she's hot. Yes, yeah. I love Abby. Very, very cool. Very cool.
I watch the Weather Channel.
You watch? I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do. Now, your obsession, at least, is somewhat normal. Mine is ridiculous.
Yours is always retarded.
I have become obsessed with the MySpace Mobsters game.
That is retarded.
It is retarded.
A dumb game.
It is a dumb game, dude. All I do is sit there and try to make money and attack people. And not just people. I have one person who I've attacked and killed every day for the last month.
And?
Her name's Black Widow 20. She pissed me off one day, and I go out of my way every day to hunt her down, to repeatedly attack her until she dies, and then follow her to the hospital and kick her ass in the hospital. I am retarded. I don't know why I'm obsessed with this game, but for some reason I am. It makes my mice. It sits open on my computer all day. I never close the mobster's window when I'm at work. It is always open. I don't care about the broadcast. I don't care about the little friend trains. I just got 200 mobster buddies.
Friend train?
Yeah, they have this system called the friend train that allows
you. That sounds beyond fat.
Choo-choo!
I'm aboard my mobster friend train. Faggot.
I cannot devote that kind of time to those kind of things, man.
No, but you know,
I've
when
got, you're, you know, a life, but you know,
look, I have a life too, but for some reason, this mobsters game, and it's yes, it is a little gay,
a little.
Yes, I'm obsessed with this game. I don't know why, but I just am. I play it constantly. I do it all the time. I don't know why. There's no reason for it. There's no rhyme. I am addicted to this fucking game. I will play Mobsters before I play Warcraft. I'm like, God. Yes, I know. It's gay.
I'm not
I just, I don't know what's wrong with me. I know it's
ridiculous. You'll show your tits to our listening audience. You won't bop along with him. That's fucking hilarious.
I'm a homo. I know.
You have to draw the line somewhere.
Ouch. I'm getting brutalized. I'm getting
little
brutalized.
Timmy in the chat room says, it's a lot of game.
It is a lot of game. The game is dumb. It's nothing more than build money, get weapons, get friends to join, and then attack other people.
Yep.
But for some reason, I'm addicted to that game, and I think it's because I have one person to pick on. The best part about that is, though, is this one person has done everything she can to stop me from attacking her. She's begged. She's pleaded. She's apologized for going out of her way to attack me for no reason one day. But the worst is that she actually promised nude photos to another guy for him to attack me to persuade me to stop attacking her.
That's funny.
Yeah, and it's just, I can't believe I'm so addicted to this game. My name's Murphy, and I'm a mobster's addict, and it's ridiculous.
That's about as bad as my addiction to Tetris. Like, I've got Tetris in my MySpace. I've got Tetris on my iPhone, or not my iPhone, my telephone. I've got Tetris, you know, I've got a couple versions of Tetris on my Mac. If I can find a Flash Tetris game, I'll play it. I've got a 360, and one of my games is Tetris Revolution.
Dude, Tetris is, you know what was better than Tetris, though? Sphere-tris, and I only found it on the Nintendo 64. Dude, it's playing Tetris on a sphere.
Oh, I could never do that. Dude, I don't have the spatial relation to tie my shoes half the time.
Dude, it's great. It's absolutely fantastic. So
Reverend Lee's points out, but Tetris is better than mobsters.
It is better than mobsters.
I agree with that.
So for those of you that are my MySpace friends, please accept the fucking invite already. Just make a mobster and then hide the application so you never see it.
That's funny. That all this just turned into the, please be my mobster friend.
Dude,
how do they do that? By going to MySpace.com/...
LSMAC. ELSMAC.
Murphy SWR.
No, it's LSMAC. The Murphy SWR one I've never used, and I probably should.
You can friend yourself and therefore have another mobster.
I know. Probably should.
You really should. That's fucking sad.
I'm so sad. You know what's worse, though?
What?
You're addicted to a television show.
But it's going to end and I'll be fine.
At least I interact with other human beings.
I don't like human beings.
You interact with your remote.
And that's what I was going to say before you went into that.
Uh-huh.
That is more depressing than life itself. Because I'm sitting here realizing that I am looking forward to sitting in front of my television doing nothing. Now I have visions of myself gaining all my weight back, eating nothing but Cheetos and soda.
Dude, are you kidding me? I can't wait to go home and watch tonight's episode of Battlestar Galactica. I'm all fucking I'm all crazy about that shit.
I mean, I like Doctor Who, so I do watch Doctor Who, and I do like Torchwood, and I do like...
Gee, really? Shocker. You, the closeted homosexual, likes a show about a guy who's a homosexual!
Pansexual.
Pansexual, whatever.
Starring a guy who's a faggot. But anyhow.
You guys think you're fanboys? I'm into the new Night Rider. Oh, Airwolf.
Airwolf. Oh. Airwolf.
Oh, no.
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 You didn't Airwolf. Say
that's
Airwolf.
Just wrong.
That's not right, dude.
Look, dude. I'm a... Wow.
Airwolf just think, shared with us in the chat room for listeners at home.
Uh-huh. He is a fan of the new Airwolf. And, there's really only one thing.
Not Airwolf. No. Airwolf's a listener. He's a fan of Knight Rider. Sorry.
Oh.
I'm sorry. He's a fan of... Yeah, Airwolf's a fan of the new Knight Rider.
How sad.
You know, I don't have the original. All I have is Mr. Richard Cheese. Wow. So, Trench, why don't you go ahead and talk to the folks at home and tell them how bad of a loser... Thank you. While I get Miss Vinicera prepped.
Okay.
For what?
Well, we have a break coming up, you know.
Oh, what's the break?
We're going to have a break here, and it's going to be at 35 after the hour. So
okay, we've got 10 minutes. Okay, we'll do it at 10 minutes.
No, you know what, Rev? Or not Rev, sorry. Fuck. Airwolf.
Wow.
See, that's a show that's so bad. I mean, it's just
horrible. Okay,
no one likes it.
Moving on, because I'm not going to sit here and just bash Airwolf's favorite new show. So there's a book, and the book is called The Bunny Suicides, The Book of Bunny Suicides.
Oh, yes.
Now, you've seen this book, haven't you?
I've heard of it.
It's a great book. It's a cartoon book.
I was actually just, there's another book like More Bunny Suicides. I mean, it's a whole series of books about bunnies off of themselves.
There's a great one. You can see it on the cover of the book, The Book of Bunny Suicides, of a rabbit in a toaster trying to push the button down itself. The Book of Bunny Suicides, well, let's just read you the news article. A book of cartoons featuring rabbits that commit suicide in various ways will remain on the Central Lynn High School library shelves, school board member said Monday.
It's a school library.
The Book of Bunny Suicides by British humorist Andy Riley follows 100 rabbits as they search for new ways to commit suicide. It had been the focus point of a long-running debate among the school board members since October when the parent Taffy Anderson threatened to burn the book.
Wait. What's the first name?
Taffy.
Your mom's a stripper. Your mom is a whore.
She threatened to burn the book after her 13-year-old son brought it home.
Now, 13. Cut the fucking cord.
The book is fucking funny. I read the book when I was a kid. It's all these little cartoon rabbits trying to commit suicide.
Yeah. It's a humor book.
It is fantastic.
It's a fucking cartoon.
It's a cartoon.
Where do you go wrong with that? Yes, Taffy with an E, Rev. T-A-F-F-E-Y.
Hi, I'm Taffy.
Yes. She says Anderson later returned the book to the board so the board could decide whether to ban it from the school library shelves to look at the... I can't even see this thing. What does it say? Suicide itself is not for school-age children, Anderson said in October.
Wait. Irish Mandingo says, I bet taffy tastes bad.
Nice. Adults, I guess, if you want to look at that, if you're demented, but not for kids.
There's no super gore. It's not over-realistic. It's a fucking cartoon. It's a fucking joke.
Now, look, I am not a fan of the ACLU. I personally find them to be a little overzealous in their actions.
Okay, ACLU has a bad position that they've put themselves in. Because everybody has the right to free speech and all that shit, so long as it doesn't infringe on other rights. And therefore, they have to defend both the good and the bad guys about free speech and rights.
Yeah.
It's a shit job.
Well, the ACLU came to the rescue, and they petitioned, and sure enough, they said removing the book could violate the First Amendment, which it probably could. And bam, the book is staying on the shelves.
Thank you. You know, and every year they release a list of banned books and books that have been argued about and contested about in libraries, school libraries, college libraries. I should bring that link back up and throw it on the site because you got to read these books. I mean, Catcher in the Fucking Rye, classic. Okay,
absolutely.
You know, shit like that. And then some bitch named Taffy.
Taffy.
Okay, really? Seriously? Come on.
I'm wants to ban a book every other girl
about
with toe ring.
A cartoon book.
About
cartoon
bunnies.
Bug about fucking
now,
bunnies off of themselves.
Granted, you don't see blood and guts everywhere. You see the bunnies trying to commit suicide. You don't see blood splattered. It's just...
It's all about attempts, not about success.
Exactly.
We don't know the success-to-fail ratio.
For bunny suicides, not so much.
Although I have ran a bunny over in a lawnmower, but that's another story altogether.
Nice.
I don't... Hey, it must have jotted in front of me. You know what? That's why the book is banned, because bunnies are getting a bad idea, and they're killing themselves.
You know, look.
Can anybody just sit down and think of the bunnies?
They should watch something wholesome like MASH. Hey, what was the title track theme song for
Suicide
that? What was that?
Suicide is Painless.
That's right. Sorry about that. No, we'll read great works. Hemingway. How did Hemingway die again?
Shot himself because he wanted to experience death.
That's right. So, lady, look, here's the deal. You don't like bunny suicides? Well, guess what? Die in a fire.
Of your own setting.
Of your own setting.
Die in a fire. You know what? Because you just got
to... I hope it's a fire that's set by rabbits, actually. That'd be even better.
Yeah, rabbits go nuts, set fire to the house. Oh, my God. Taffy's melting.
Taffy's melting. Speaking of suicide, something else died a horrific death today.
Today?
Yeah. Circuit City.
Oh, God. They did.
Circuit City announced today they were actually going to close all 567 of their remaining stores.
35,000 people now out of a job. Now, my question is, I've never seen more than two people at any given time work at Circuit City. Where are they hiding the other 34,998 people? India?
Circuit City's had an amazing history. You know, they were great there for a while.
Started up as part of, Awards, WARDS.
Yep.
Bought out Lafayette Radio sometime in like the late 80s, early 90s. I mean,
Divx.
They brought us the failed format Divx. Yep. But management. First off, 8 years ago, they fired all their sales force. Just, you're gone.
Yeah.
And then they realized, oh, fuck, we need a sales force. So they tried to hire them all back, lower money, no commit. I mean, just fucking railed them.
Let's look at the recent history. In 3907, fires 3,400 employees in order to hire lower paid replacements. 9/20/07, they posted $62.8 million in losses. On 2/21, they had another $208 million in losses and announced a $1 million retention bonus for executives.
Oh, of course.
On 5/9, serious merger talks began with Blockbuster. Then they posted on 6/20, they posted.
But Blockbuster decided this is a stupid move, so no.
They Blockbuster withdrew after they posted a $164.8 million loss. 9/22, the CEO resigned. Then on 9/30, they posted another $240 million in losses. My personal favorite was on 10/8, they had some problems paying their vendors, and Sony turned around and told all the trucks to turn back. Any truck with Sony gear on it was actually turned around and forced to go home.
Halloween, their
stock was too low and was delisted.
Let's get to one point here, though. They did this to themselves.
Oh, absolutely.
There, at no point can we feel bad for Circuit City. Yeah, I can feel horrible for all the people that are being affected by this. It's miserable. It's horrible. I do not feel bad one bit for Circuit City and Circuit City management. They fucked themselves.
They brought this on themselves. Now, here's the thing that I find to be interesting. They're only closing, as far as I know, they're only closing and liquidating the I just love to watch you drink out of a bottle. The actual hard stores. Now, there is a rumor right now that what they're going to do is they're going to remain a warehouse distribution center in each major city that will allow you to go online and order it online and pick it up at this warehouse distribution center.
I'm going to tell you right now, service merchandise, if anybody remembers service merchandise,
that's right.
That was the exact same deal. You ordered your stuff online or through their catalog.
Through their catalog or over the phone.
Right. And then you went to the local service merchandise and literally a conveyor belt brought shit out to you. I mean,
it wasn't until service merchandise tried to become a real retail center that they lost focus. So I think that there is a definite pull for this, being able to go online, pick up your select your item, read reviews, things like that, and then be able just to go and pick it up somewhere. I think it'd be great, especially if you can eliminate most of the major overhead that comes with a retail operation.
All right, we got a caller in line. Hello, caller.
Hey, it's the Reverend. How you guys doing?
Rev.
Hey, speaking of my crack about Murphy reading Gizmodo every day
religiously,
hey, so do I, so I'm right there with you. Did you see that bit about when they were announcing they were going to liquidate everything in the stores, that they were actually going to raise the prices possibly back up to MSRP or higher?
Yes.
In order to liquidate? Now, correct me if I'm wrong, because I've been out of retail for quite a while, thank fucking God. You know, it's calmed down my alcoholism. isn't that the exact fucking opposite of liquidating? I mean, isn't the whole point of getting shit out of the building so you could potentially sell the buildings or whatever?
Rev, you know what?
I love it when you point at the
camera. I know, because I'm talking to Rev because I'm in the camera. No, Rev, you're absolutely right, but here's the problem. Something we've learned probably, and I'd say in the past 5 years, a lot of consumers are stupid.
Yes, they're going to see 10% off, holy fuck! Fuck, we got to go to Circuit City, and they're going to get,
now,
they're going to grab their ankle.
Their liquidation starts tomorrow, for those of you that don't know. It starts tomorrow. The prices at first aren't going to be that great because they actually have until March to clear out these stores.
Word has it, and I read this online as well, that they're looking at Tiger Direct to actually start doing liquidation.
Sorry.
Let's try Tiger Direct.
Yeah, rebate. Yeah, anyway.
Wow. Uh-huh. Rev, thank you so much for the phone call. He is an avid Gizmodo reader, as I am.
And he's an avid Spankster, so we really appreciate having Rev call in.
Gawker, the company that ate the internet, actually had to sell. That's the company that owns Gizmodo, actually had to sell off Consumerist.
And they closed Valleywag.
Yeah, well, Valleywag wasn't all that big of a deal.
But I love Consumerist. Consumerist now is owned by the
Consumer Union of America.
Consumer Reports.
Which is awesome. I can't wait. So, Rev, thank you very much for the phone call. Guys, by the way, speaking of things that are going out of business, don't forget, Apple did, in fact, Steve Jobs stepped down from the Apple board, citing health concerns. So if any of you have
a liver,
Steve Jobs on your
Steve Jobs.
Pancreas actually is what it was. If you have a,
can you transplant a pancreas?
I don't think so. If you have Steve Jobs on your list of celebrities to die, for the 2009
Deadpool.
Deadpool on the forums. You could be winning some free porn here soon because things are not looking good for old Steve-O.
No, not looking good either. And by the way, if you want to learn more about that, just head over to spankwagon.net, click on our forum link, and it'll be actually, I think it's under the show topic forum.
I do believe so. It might be in the random crap forum, but I do believe it's in the show forum.
I need to make a hard link for that somewhere.
Yeah, but and speaking of forum stuff, don't forget, soon enough, myself and Decaf will be donning the mankinis.
Yes.
To wash Trencher's car.
When is that happening?
After the Super Bowl, sweetie.
Yep, after the Super Bowl when it's nice and cold.
You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. God, I really hope this paycheck clears.
I wanna rock!
King Hush here, boys and girls. And when I'm not toking on some dude's pole, I mean, on the bong, I like to check out Spankwagon Radio, hosted by CanisHosting.com. I heard you can get website hosting for less than a dime bag. Now to the Poo Deck playlist.
All right, we're back. Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net.
Hey, Truncher.
When you're at spankwagon.net, you can go ahead and check out the forum. Hop into that. Fucking comment on any of the postings, the articles. Check out our syndicates. Check out guest links. Something else you should do. So you too can see Haley Young or Spongy Gonk or Dim or anybody else we've had on the show. Here you go. Fucking with me again.
I love this bit. It's only 2 weeks in the making, but...
What are you hoping I do? Just break the fuck down entirely? Snap again?
Cry.
Oh, I won't do that. Not over that.
You will eventually.
No.
What if I put it on a dude?
No, I probably wouldn't cry. You want me to fucking go off is what you want.
No,
you want me
I don't want you to snap
and go off.
Nah, because I know you'll wind up on a top of a bell tower with a bolt-action rifle. No. It is time for that time of the night where we have a lovely lady in studio.
I'm amazed you don't have theme music
for this.
You want
to stand up? Oh, we will. We will. You want to stand up, sweetie? Because I'm gonna turn the camera here.
Wait, what is it? What I could have married?
Yes. It's time for the new bit. What Trencher could have married. Aww. This is... Venus Air is wearing Trencher's wife's wedding dress.
Ex-wife's
wedding dress. I love this bit because it is just fantastic because we have other women wearing the dress that that your ex-wife was wearing when she swore to love, obey, honor, and respect you for the rest of your lives till you both shall die, where you should have been laying in a bed together in your mid-80s with a little... crossing your arms together, giving that last sigh, going out of this world together at the same time. Instead, she said, no, I don't like you anymore. And you said, you know, I don't like you either. So instead, we now have random women wearing your wife's wedding dress.
Rev already knows. He says, can we just go to the honeymoon part where the wedding dress comes off?
You know, I wish... Yeah, I know. One of my favorite parts of this, though, is we're now defiling the dress, and I wonder if we can get it up on the cam here.
Yeah.
We're having the women who wear it autograph it in black Sharpie. I don't even want to guess how much this dress cost.
I think it was expensive.
A couple grand, probably.
No, I'm cheap. I've been cheap since I was since when I got married when I was 22. I've always been cheap.
You've always been a Jew. But yeah. So what we like to do is we like to have ladies put the dress on and show Trencher what he could have had instead of marrying the harpy that he did.
Hey, be nice. She still is the mother of my child.
That's right, but she's still a fucking harpy. So oh, isn't this wonderful? Now how is the dress, Venusaur? How is it? Yeah, let's get that. We'll put the mic in your hand there. Okay. You're going to try not to bang her in the mouth with it. Poof. Oh. Sorry, I was trying to get it in your eye. What do you think of the dress? Is it a fairly nice dress?
It is. And I think, actually, you will find somebody who fits in it better.
Aww.
I highly doubt they'll want to wear it with all the autographs, though.
Probably not.
And I think where I'm at in my life, I'm not even worried about that.
No, he's just trying to find someone to put his penis in their mouth. That's all he's concerned with at this point.
Well, you'll find that.
Or catching episodes of House, apparently.
That's right.
I love you means never having to say, I'm sorry, I got it in your eye. So there is the dress. Let's get a little better image on it here. Miss Venus, you want show them your starboard side. You want
to
show them?
Oh, the way to go there, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pirates of the Caribbean. Starboard. There you go. Keep turning.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Look, she's got a fantastic gaze, doesn't she?
Actually, I was noticing when she was putting on the tattoo.
She has a great tattoo. That is one of my favorite tattoos I've ever seen. One day when you guys are, if anyone comes out here, maybe you'll get to see it live if we can have Miss Venusaur in the chat room with us. So the dress, what do you think?
I
think you already said it, didn't you?
Yeah, we're good. I'm like, you know.
Probably sufficiently creeped out.
It's yeah, I'm kind of ready to take it off.
Wow. Get head while watching House.
Hilarious.
Rev, that is an awesome idea. So what do you think? Do you think it's just horrible that I bring this dress in and have random women put it on and make him watch?
No. You know, he's over it, I think.
Good. Am I a bad friend?
Yes.
Do you think there's anything I could do to make it worse for him?
Probably.
And you'll figure it out. And when you do, you'll do it. I mean,
how awesome would it be if I could fuck her right here on the counter in that dress? How great would that be?
Well, first off, you'd violate the no cock rule of the studio.
I didn't say that. Well, okay, it would be in the studio. But how great would that be, though? Wouldn't that just be the best way to defile that dress? Is just no. The best way to defile the dress would be if you were to fuck her right here on the counter while she was wearing that dress, and then pull out and come all over your wedding license.
Wow!
And then wipe your crotch with it. Oh, that'd be fantastic. Oh, we have a request from the chat room. They want to see your tats.
Oh, okay.
They want to see it here. Let's. I'll take this.
And as you compose yourself back to normal.
Yeah, you can take the dress off. Thank you very much, and we'll have her autograph it. You know what we should do at the end of all this? Is we should sell this on eBay and use the money to buy you a hooker. I think that'd be great. Let me give her
Well, we better start booking people soon.
Why? Because the hookers are getting cheaper?
Well, no, because it could be forever anyway.
All right, come on over here, sweetie. I'm going to have you turn around, and I'll actually get the zoom function out.
That's just a nice – I mean, that's a very nice
– Let me get this here. It is a great tattoo.
Did you design the tattoo yourself? Or?
Well, it's the it's so nerdy. It's the Yggdrasil tree, the Norse god, the tree of the worlds.
Okay.
Okay, turn a little bit more this way. There we go. Perfect. Just like that. There you guys. Now, I'm a big tattoo guy, and I love the shading on it. That's one of my favorite parts. This Reverend's asking us to pan down. Can we either get an ass shot or tats? They want...
These are greedy motherfuckers in the chat room.
You know, look, guys, it's one thing that we get her to show us the boot. Do you want to show him your ass?
She does not
want to show the ass. Sorry, guys, she doesn't want to show the
ass. Wait, can we get the consolation prize?
What, the boobs again?
More tits.
I don't think that's really consolation to me.
Yeah!
That's more like grand prize, but...
Yeah, really. Grand prize game.
So again,
drop
we make...
Drop a ball in that bucket.
Again, we make Trencher uncomfortable by...
Creep.
I
have to imagine this creeps out the guests more than would me.
Oh, I talked to Jody afterwards. She thought it was fucking hilarious. Jody had a great time. For those of you that missed it, Jody J was here last week. She was dancing on the fucking table. She was so excited to put that thing on. She thought it was fantastic.
Hey, you know, I do want to cover something real quick.
Yes.
We have a dead celeb.
Oh,
this
no.
Week.
We were supposed to talk about this earlier.
We have a dead celeb, and it's so sad to hear. This week's Dead Celebrity of the Week! Fucking Khan died. Did you see that in the news this week?
Khan died.
Khan fucking died. I can't believe it. Khan is fucking dead. Let's look at some of Khan's accomplishments. You know, radio, stage plays. You know, more radio, obviously. TV, movies.
Fantasy Island.
Yes, but Khan is fucking dead.
Who is Khan?
Khan!
Khan!
Yeah, Khan! Khan is fucking dead. I can't believe it. Ricardo Montalban. Like 88 years old, but hey, you know. Fucking Khan. Sorry, just had to do that quick, stupid, lame bit.
That's not lame.
You're not on a mic.
She's typing over my lap.
So lean forward.
I'm trying to get her to lean forward.
Oh. I guess everybody has a goal.
Mine Score is two. Boobies.
Of course. Well, so far we've been two for two.
Irish Mendingo.
Or that'd be four for four.
Irish Mendingo wanted to know who actually did her tat, and it's Patrick...
No, Joe Martin.
I'm sorry, Joe Martin. Joe Martin, and apparently
you know
he's awesome.
York, Pennsylvania?
Okay.
Yeah.
Suck Dicking from Hork. Man, you know what?
Oh, see, he said he's heard of him.
Heard of him.
Oh, my bad. I'm totally interrupting.
Yeah, everyone, that's okay. Fine. That's cool.
He is in there. He's like unreal.
That's some amazing shading. I've gone to Trey over at Prick's Tattoo here in town, and Trey was great until, like, I guess he got a Hell's Angel affiliation and now won't tattoo anybody other than...
And I had no luck getting into Dirk Vermin.
Yeah, but then again, Dirk, it's really hard to get into Dirk, and there's an obvious reason why. Dirk is phenomenal, but your ink is great. Show the folks at home your ink, Trench. I don't think we've ever really shown that off.
I think we did the one when I got back.
Here, actually, if you want to pull that up there, and I'm going to actually zoom in on it, so don't move.
All right.
You get the old camera out.
Getting on the mic.
And your flabby man titties.
Yeah, well, you know, there's
some
stuff I still
have to work
on.
Dude, you've lost so much weight. It is not even funny. You've lost an entire me. Don't move. 90 pounds? Okay. There you go.
Are you taking the x-ray, doctor?
And there you go. And those are your father's initials, right?
To, yeah.
Oh.
All right, now cough. Oh. So there's at all and none too shown. Yeah. Shown.
And as soon as I save up a little more, I'm getting my next one.
You know, we had a discussion about ink out in the green room. You know, I've got the really bad Superman tattoo on my right shoulder.
It used to look good, but it's just gone.
It's just faded. I'm actually going to have it redone with the dripping red blood from the death of Superman. Okay. And I think this whole, I'm going to do a half sleeve of nothing but villains.
Nice. Very nice.
Yes, that is a railroad spike. Oh, hang on.
Should I kill your audio? There we go.
There you go.
Oh, that's fine.
So, yes, that is a railroad spike.
No, there you go. Now you can.
Because my dad worked for the railroad.
He worked
for
the railroad.
So
he's been working on the railroad all the live long. Wow,
you can always tell. You can always tell when we're starting to wind down the show, but we wind it down just a little bit too fast. We have 5 more minutes
to
go.
We're still getting used to the new timing. And I think there's a couple things we want to say tonight. First off, we want to say thank you and hello to the new syndicate and all the new people that are listening. And actually, if you want to bring my mind back up real quick, I know it's kind of rough. We do want to say thank you to them. We love our syndicates, and we love when they show up and when they give us stuff to talk about.
In Alabama.
Our new syndicate's in Alabama.
I think you were, I don't know where you were when we played this last time.
Oh, I heard.
Oh, you heard?
Dueling banjos.
Yes.
Appalachian Mountains.
I don't think the Appalachians are in Alabama. I think they're a little further up.
Are they?
Yeah.
I think that our new syndicate will be one that we'll treasure, especially when the black man comes back. The Snow Brother, as he's called.
I didn't like that, didn't you? So,
who's the Snow Brother? Show enough! For those of you who don't know, this is actually the Charlie Daniels Band. Also, this week is the return of MRAF.
Oh, yeah.
MRAF is going to a bi-weekly.
Typical for you.
Exactly. Not enough trannies on my shows. We are going to a bi-weekly schedule, which is great because the show that is in its place every other week, which is Manifestation, I don't really understand, but I do enjoy. It was very interesting to watch. For those of you that have never seen DJs in action,
wow,
Manifestation is definitely the way to go on that.
All right.
And Doo-Wop Rose and the whole thing that's happening there.
I just realized we got to give turnover time. So we're going to do a wrap.
He's not even here.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, routine is routine.
You know why he's not here?
Getting his dick sucked in the parking lot by another dude?
Dead.
Oh, that's right. Khan's dead. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. Anyone?
LV. No.
No.
I'm so sorry. I totally dropped the ball.
Wait. You've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
Thank you. We do have a lot of people. We have a lot of people to thank. First off, 1077 The X, The Door from Hell Radio, Fox FM, KC Host Radio Network, our own studio, LV Rocks, LVRocks.com.
Love you, Jimmy. Come home soon.
Radio XUK, Showdown Network, Steel City Radio, and Trax Radio. Ooh. Everybody who's been hanging out with us in the chat room, thank you so much. Anybody who's listening on the podcast, head on over to spankwagon.net. Why don't you go ahead and join the forum, make some comments on any of the articles. Just join in on the fun.
Don't forget to post your picks for the 2009 Celebrity Deadpool.
Got to go with the Deadpool. Also, we want to be your friend. Go ahead and click on the Twitter or the MySpace and become our friend and follow us and all that good stuff.
Also, guys, don't forget to check me out Tuesday nights here on LVRocks.com.
Appearing nightly in his living room.
9 p.m. Pacific time on LVRocks.com for MRAF. And every pay-per-view for the WWE over at the Olympic Gardens. Yours truly will be hosting, emceeing, DJing the entire event. DJing the entire event and bringing you all sorts of goodness.
All right. So we need a final word. Why don't you give us the final word of the show?
Miss Venus Hera.
Does it have to be one word?
You can make it a couple.
I can make it a couple.
We should make it the final phrase
of the
night.
Yeah.
Why don't you just take us out?
Words.
Take
us
out.
Thank you guys for having me here tonight. Thank you, everybody listening in the chat room. You guys rock.
And I think they owe you a thank you.
You guys are great. Thank you.
And Irish Mendingo says you have great little nips.
Oh, thank you very much.
God, I love this show.
following is a live LV Rocks original webcast. Visit LVRocks.com for studio cam and live chat room. Originating from Las Vegas, Nevada, you're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.